Okay, good evening, everybody. As we approach Chatzos, first night of Slichos, I want to begin in something of an unusual location for a pre-Slichos Shir or Drasha. That is with one of the titans of British literature, Charles Dickens from Great Expectations, a passage out of the protagonist of that novel, Pip. He said, "That was a memorable day to me, for it made great changes in me. But it is the same with any life. Imagine one selected day struck out of it, and think how different its course would have been. Pause, you who read this, and think for a moment of the long chain of iron or gold, of thorns or flowers, that would never have bound you but for the formation of the first link on one memorable day." This citation from Dickens, indeed, is appropriate for our topic this evening, Sha'achas be'olam hazeh, one moment in this world, as he reflects on how just one day, if it's present or it's absence, could have a dramatic and transformative impact on the course of a person's life, and in truth, on generations that could emerge from a person. And we'll return to this theme hopefully at the very end of tonight's presentation. The title for the drasha was chosen from a particularly celebrated Mishnah in Avos, statement of Rabbi Yaakov. The statement of Rabbi Yaakov is consistent with the view that he articulates in the Gemara in Masechta Kiddushin, when he talks about Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal Malecha, that the true reward for mitzvos is not in this world, but the next world. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, the Mishnah in Avos says, "Ha'olam hazeh dome leprozdor bifnei ha'olam haba." This world, the world in which we reside, is like an antechamber as compared to the next world. And therefore, hatken atzmecha beprozdor, prepare yourself, fashion yourself, perfect yourself in this antechamber, kidei shetikanes latraklin, so that you will gain entry, so that you will gain admission. Apparently it can't be taken for granted, into the ballroom. Hu haya omer, Rabbi Yaakov, the same Rabbi Yaakov would say, apparently building off this idea, that we're meant to prepare ourselves in this world for the next world, in the prozdor for the traklin. Hu haya omer, yofe sha'achas b'tshuva, umasim tovim ba'olam hazeh. One moment of repentance, of good deeds in this world, is yafe mikol chayei olam haba. It's better, in some sense, than the entire next world. And this was the same Rabbi Yaakov who just a minute before told us that this world is just an antechamber as compared to the next world. And it would appear that almost a 180-degree turn. Now he says that one moment in this world is more valuable, yaf ha'sha'achas b'tshuva masim tovim b'olam hazeh, mikol chayei olam haba. But then Rabbi Yaakov perhaps puts it all together for us by explaining, yaf ha'sha'achas shel koras ruach b'olam haba, that one moment of enjoyment in the next world, mikol chayei olam hazeh, transcends any form of enjoyment or benefit that we may sense or experience in this world. To deal with Olam Haba first, and again, it won't be our primary focus, but Rabbi Yaakov articulates, both in the Gemara in Kiddushin, which I cited outside, Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal Malecha, as well as in the context of this particular Mishnah in Avos, Koras Ruach Shel Olam Haba, that the enjoyment of the next world transcends any sense of enjoyment that we might have in this world. And this is confirmed by Gemara in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Samach Gimel. Amar Bichia Bar Abba, Kol HaNeviim, all of the great visions of the prophets of Israel, the 48 prophets and the 7 prophetesses of Israel, described certain remarkable scenes. But even that, Kol HaNeviim Lo Nisnabu El Limos HaMashiach, they were talking about a particular time, an epoch in this world, literally on this earth, Ava la'olam haba, but when it comes to the next world, based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu, ayin lo ra'asa Elokim zulasecha. No human eye has ever beheld it. We cannot even imagine it. Only God himself could truly fathom the rewards of the next world. Likewise, the Rambam, in a work that's very much on our mind these days, in Hilchos Tshuva, in the 8th of the 10 chapters, describes the following. V'chama kama David v'hisavel l'chayei olam haba. How much David desired, yearned for the next world, Shene'emar, as we say, and as we have been saying, since Rosh Chodesh Elul, Lulei Hemanti L'Ros B'Tuva Adonai Be'eretz Chayim. Kvar Hodiyuni Chachamim Arishonim, our earliest sages, the Rambam says, alluding to our Mishnah and our Gemara, Shetovas Olam Haba in Koach Ba'adam La'asiga Al-Borya, it's beyond the human capacity of cognition to even fathom. Ve'eno yodeya gadla, we cannot even know its extent, v'yofya, and its beauty, v'atzma, and its essence, ela kadosh baruch hu levado. Only God himself can imagine these things. Hu Yeshayahu amar, this was captured by the Nabi Yeshayahu when he said, ayin lo rasa lohim zul asecha, Yasa l'mechakelo, kilomar, hatova shalorasa osa ayin navi, not the eye of a prophet, velo rosa ela elokim, only God himself has seen it, asa osa elokim la'adam shemechakelo, it's for those who wait for it. And so indeed, it is a matter of firm belief for all of us that there is an olam haba, that world is the world of true reward. As Rabbi Yaakov said, that koras ruach, that enjoyment in that world, is something, again, not of a physical or a carnal nature, but as the Rambam describes it in other places, based on Chazal, tzadikim yoshvin v'atrosein b'roshehen nenim miziv hashchina, the sense of closeness that we have to God and the enjoyment that's associated with that surpasses anything that we could experience in this world, but not just anything that we could experience, more importantly, anything that we could even imagine experiencing in this world. It's simply beyond our powers of imagination. Yet we affirm that that is true. And indeed, as the Rambam just indicated, Adam Shemechakelo, that is something that we anticipate, and that is part of our cardinal system of belief. And yet, in terms of what motivates us in general, and in particular, what motivates us during this most crucial and critical, intensive time of the year is not the expectancy of that reward, even though that indeed is something that we affirm, that we validate, and very much animates us as part of our value system. But that which motivates us this time of year is not any expected or anticipated reward, but the actions themselves that will one day, we believe, garner those rewards. The formation of proper character, the rededication, commitment to Torah and mitzvos. Captured by the Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Yates, based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Hallelujah, Shrei Shireyes Adonai, B'mitzvosav Chafetz Ma'od. Praised is the person who fears God, who desires his mitzvos greatly, mitzvosav chafetz ma'od. Amar Rabbi Eliezer b'mitzvosav v'lo b'schar mitzvosav. Praise it is the person not who covets or who seeks out the reward associated with mitzvos, but he seeks out and he desires and he focuses and he commits himself to the mitzvos themselves. V'hainu ditznan, and this is connected to yet another Mishnah in Avos, a much earlier Mishnah from the first parak in Avos, the third Mishnah, a statement of Antignos Yisocha, Hu Haya Omer, Al Tiyuka Avadim HaMishamshin Es Harav, Al Menas L'Kabel Pras, Eloheyuka Avadim HaMishamshin Es Harav, Shelo Al Menas L'Kabel Pras, that we should be Avadim who serve our Master, of course, our Divine Master, who isn't only our Master, but as we know, our Father, not for the sake of any reward that we may accrue, and we believe we will accrue that reward, but but rather for its own sake, Heyu Kavadim HaMishamshin Esarav Shalom Minas L'Kabal Pras. And so, for the duration of tonight's presentation, and really for the duration of this entire Yamim Noraim season, our focus is not, again, on what we believe to be true, the reward that Olam Haba has to offer, the Koras Ruach, the Tzadikim Nehanin Miziv HaShchina, the Ashrei Mechakelo, all of that is true. But our focus is on, as the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us, B'mitzvosav Chafetz Ma'od, or as Rabbi Yaakov said in the source that we started with, Yafesh Ha'achas B'tshuva U'masim Tovim Ba'olam Hazeh, the one moment of tshuva and masim tovim, the opportunities that we have to do good deeds here in this world. It was always striking to me that Rabbi Yaakov chose that particular expression, sha'achas, just one moment. And I think it bears explanation. Of course, Rabbi Yaakov could have simply said, yafet tshuva masim tovim shel olam hazeh mikol chaye olam haba. And yet he chooses to use this very singular, distinctive expression, sha'achas, just one moment of tshuva and masim tovim in this world. It's a dramatic statement, somehow transcends the entire olam haba, the entire next world. And as I noted before, it becomes even more impressive because it was Rabbi Yaakov himself and not some other Tana who indicated that this world is only an antechamber when compared to the next world. And he says, yet, sha'achas, just one moment in this world, somehow surpasses and transcends the entire next world, at least as it comes to tshuva and masim tovim, as opposed to koras ruach. The Bar Tanura, if you take a look here in the fifth source, has an explanation for this and a very important stepping stone for some of the other presentations that we'll explore. The Bar Tanura says, Mikol Chaye Olam Haba, Lefi Sheba'oso Zman, the issue is as follows, that when it comes to Olam Haba, Ein Hatshuva Umasim Tovim Mahanin La'adam, a person cannot possibly benefit in Olam Haba from good deeds or tshuva, She'ein Olam Haba L'Kabel Schar Amashakiyim Ba'olam Hazeh. Next world is only about, so to speak, enjoying the rewards of all of one's efforts and one's investments and one's hard work, spiritually speaking, in this world. And so, thus the Bar Tanura wishes to interpret Sha'achas in the following sense, that in Olam Haba, one does not even have a single moment to engage in Masim Tovim, to engage in Tshuva. Once one has crossed over into that other realm, into the next world, one has no opportunity for growth, for development, all of the themes that we're focused on so intensively and so attentively during this time of year. And thus, the Bar Tanura implies, Sha'achas Ba'olam Hazeh Mikol Chaye Olam Haba, because one doesn't even have a minute there to engage in tshuva and masim tovim. The famous story is told of the Vilna Gaon, and it sets up the Rambam very beautifully. I can't attest to it being true, but if it's apocryphal, certainly gets the point across of the Gaon of Vilna, certainly the greatest sage of his generation, person unsurpassed in his Torah learning, in his general knowledge, in his fastidiousness in mitzvos, weeping on his deathbed and confronted by his students. Surely he was going to enjoy a chelak in Olam Haba that anyone could envy. He said it wasn't the point. The point was that he would never again have the opportunity for growth and development, citing this exact Mishnah, Sha'achas b'olam hazeh mikol chaye olam haba. There, one doesn't have any opportunity, not a minute, not a second, to grow. One is what one is. One can never improve upon that. At that point, life becomes stagnant. And for the Gaon of Vilna, life was about constant growth and dynamism and development. And there's a certain tragedy in leaving this world, even if he knew that the next world and its koras ruach would surpass anything that could be known in this world. Ayin lo ra'asa Elohim zulasecha. And this sense of urgency It's captured by the Rambam in his commentary on this Mishnah, the Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam says, therefore, a person has to be mishtadel to make a great effort and a great investment in his limited time here. And some people are granted more time than others, and we never know. We always say, we never know. Mi bekitzo, mi lo bekitzo. V'lo yuvad zmano. A person should not squander any of his time. Each shah achas is so precious. Ela biknos hamalos levad. By acquiring and attaining proper characteristics in this world, that should be one's focus. Mipnei shehefseido meruba, because after all, the loss is so great. Achar she'en lo tmura, there is no replacement. Once you're out of this world, one cannot help to get those precious hours and years and even seconds and minutes back. V'lo sikne v'chasher yadu achasidim zeh, lo ra'u l'chaloso ela b'chachma, uv'tosefes hamalim. When the wise people understood this, Chazal, they of course dedicated themselves to the singular pursuit of wisdom and proper character traits. V'irvichu zmanam kulo al derech ha'emes, and they dedicated and consecrated and sanctified and hallowed their lives by focusing each and every minute on this true path. V'acherim, and others who didn't have this insight and who didn't realize how precious each and every moment was, not just yafe tshuva masim tovim olam hazeh, but yafe sha'achas b'tshuva masim tovim. These acherim, these others, hotiu zmanam kulo begashmius levad, they focused on this world, v'hefsidu kulo hefseid olamis, and the price that they paid was eternal, because these were moments that they could never possibly recapture. And so the Bartanur and the Rambam lead us in one particular direction in terms of interpreting the Mishnah that we started with, the Mishnah of Rabbi Yaakov, when he said sha'achas, and their basic concept and their basic premise is simple, and it's straightforward, but it's deeply profound, that in the next world, one doesn't even have sha'achas. One will not have a minute or even a second to repair anything that was left undone in this world. And yet, seems to me, and this has been the case for many years, that Rabbi Yaakov's employing this particular expression, sha'achas, b'tshuva umasim tovim, that sha'achas seems to me related to a different kind of sha'achas. There's another occasion, and we spoke about it on Tisha B'Av, and some of us spoke about it this past Monday night in one of the tshuva shiurim. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that tells the story of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, one of the Asara Harugei Malchus, one of the 10 martyrs that we'll read about again on Yom Kippur, and his martyrdom for teaching Torah when the Romans had decreed against the teaching of Torah, not unlike that of Rabbi Akiva. But there's a critical part of the story of his execution that again uses this expression of sha'achas. The story is that his executioner was so deeply moved by his faith, even as he died, and his willingness to endure terrible suffering out of a sense of halachic fidelity. Remember that critical moment when the students of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion said to him, maybe he would expedite his own death just a little bit, since he would surely die by opening his mouth and allowing the flames to consume him that much sooner. And he refused flatly, and he said, Mutav shikachena misha nisana v'ayichabel adam ba'atzmo, maintaining the halachic ethic of sanctity of life to the very end. And again, when the students asked him what it was that he beheld in these, the final moments of his life, being tortured and suffering, this horrible misa mishuna, he noted that they were burning the Sefer Torah, but the osios parchos, that the Torah was eternal, the Torah could never be destroyed. And in the face of this Roman executioner, who until this point in his life had been a total barbarian, somebody who was involved in terrible things, something was kindled inside of him. And this executioner by the name of Klotz Tzinor, he said to him, Rebbe, referring to the man that he was literally torturing to death as his teacher. He said to him, Im ani marbe b'shal heves, if I'll increase the flame, v'notel svogin shel semer me'al libcha, and I'll remove this damp wool that surrounds your heart, because again, they put it on Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion's heart to make him suffer that much more. Atam mivyani l'chaye olam haba, will you bring me with you to the next world? Amarlo, so Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion says, again, without any anger and bitterment to this man who's torturing him, hey, yes, you would be entitled to a portion of the world to come. But Klotz Tzinor himself was skeptical. He knew what kind of life he had lived up to this point. He couldn't believe that just one moment of goodness could somehow mitigate all the horrible things that he had done. And so he demanded a promise. So he said, Hishavali, promise me that this is true. It didn't make sense to him that Shah Achas, that one moment of goodness, could somehow mitigate or neutralize the life that he had lived up until this point. Nishbalo, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion takes an oath. Hirba b'shal heves. And so the Klotz Tzinor, he made the flame grow even stronger. V'natal svogim shel tzemer me'alibo. And he took the woolen cloth surrounding the heart of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion off. And so Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion died almost instantaneously. Yatza nishmaso b'mehera. But at that point, Klotz Tzinor couldn't go on living. He recognized in that one moment that all the things that he had done and all that he stood for up until this point was now a condemnation, an indictment of the man that he became almost in an instant. And therefore, afu kafatz, he jumped at that moment into the flames that were consuming Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, v'nafal aso chaor, and yatza baskol, until a heavenly voice came down, v'amra, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion v'Klotz Tzinor mizumanin hein l'chaye olam haba. The Klotz Tzinor and Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, as it were, entered olam haba together b'chavrusa, the martyred and the executioner, person who lived such an ignominious life, along with one of the kedoshim of Jewish history. And in contemplating this, no less than the great Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Bacha Rebbe V'amar, Yesh Kona Olamo B'Sha'a Achas, V'Yesh Kona Olamo B'Chama Shanim. Rebbe came to the conclusion that Sha'a Achas was not just for the Mishnah of Rabbi Yaakov, Sha'a Achas B'Tshuva Masim Tovim, but Sha'a Achas can sometimes make all the difference in a person's life. Yesh Kona Olamo, there are those who acquire their entire portion in this world and in the next through one moment of clarity, through one moment of decisive action. And indeed, it wasn't just Klotz Tzinor, but it's somebody very familiar to our tradition, Yosef HaTzadik. The Gemara in Sota, and this is the last source we'll see, Gemara in Sota tells us that Yosef, who was alone in Egypt, he was surrounded by a pagan and debased culture. He was isolated from his family. He didn't have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov around to guide him and to protect him. Gemara in Sota tells us, Vayi kayom hazeh, interpreting the psukim in Parshas Vayeshev, and Yosef came to the house of Potiphar that day to engage in his labor. Rabbi Yochanan said with striking candor, Milamed Sheshnehem, that is to say, Ashes Potiphar and Yosef himself, Lidvar Aveira Niskavnu, they were on the same page. Yosef went there specifically when nobody would be around because he had cracked. Spiritually speaking, he had yielded to the repeated entreaties of Ashes Potiphar, and he was going to go along with exactly what it was that she wanted. V'titpiseyu b'vigdolei mor, shechvayi mi. You know, she grabbed him, saying that he should be with her. Be'osa shah, at that moment, and again we have that expression for the final time. V'shah achas, b'tshuva masim tovim of Rabbi Yaakov. The yesh kona olama b'shah achas of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, describing Klotz Tinori and Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. Be'osa shah, in that one moment, when Yosef had to choose who he was to be, and what future generations might or might not come out for him, as we read from the citation from Dickens at the opening of our presentation, one day and the impact that it has in the chain of events that come forth, either the thorns or the flowers, the iron or the gold. And at that moment, Yosef, who had cracked, Yosef, who didn't have the spiritual will to resist anymore, Yosef, who on his own was simply not going to be able to resist the advances of Ashes Potiphar, at that moment, he conjured up from the deepest recesses of his being the image of the father he was sure he would never see again, and the father who thought that he would never see Yosef again, as the Pasuk says, Ro'fanecha lo filalti. And Yosef saw his father, if only in his mind's eye, Amar lo Yosef, Asidin achecha sheyichtivu al avnei ephod, v'ata b'neihem. Your destiny is to be included on the choshen ha-mishpat that the Kohen Gadol will wear lifnai v'lifnim. Ritzoncha, is it your desire that through today's action, through this shah achas, that your destiny will forever be changed for the worse, that you will be erased from Jewish history? Ritzoncha sheyimacha shimcha mibeinehem, miyad, and immediately in that moment of clarity and recognition, vateshev beitan kashto, midei avir Yaakov, migaramlo, who was responsible in the end for Yosef's inclusion on the Avnei Ephod, migaram lo sheyachakek al Avnei Ephod, ela avir Yaakov, the great one of Jacob, his father, misham roev and Yisrael. And so for all of us, both interpretations of Shah Achas are so vital as we begin Slichos in just 1 minute. We're aware, as the Rambam and Bar Tanura reminded us, that we only have this world. We have a finite amount of time. No matter how old or young we are, we do not know when the day will come when we will no longer be able to grow. And that's why the Gaon of Vilna cried, Yafa asha achas b'tshuva masim tovim b'olam hazeh mikol chayei olam haba. We have a limited amount of time to earn what we can, to shape ourselves to the best degree that we can, b'mitzvosav chafetz me'od v'lo b'schar mitzvosav, to be as committed as we can to study of Torah and shmiras ha-mitzvos. It is, as the Rambam says, zeh hazman hakatzar. In the end, it is a very short amount of time. And at the same time, we're also aware of that second interpretation of Shah Achas, the Shah Achas of Rebbe, commenting on the Klotz Tinori, Shah Achas, that a person could be kona an entire world. And the Gemara in Masechta Sota of Yosef HaTzadik determining not only his destiny in Shah Achas, and we're acutely sensitive to the fact that sometimes it's one moment that will make all the difference for ourselves, for our children, for our grandchildren. We'll be faced with a critical choice, with the Rubicon of a spiritual sort. We'll have to make clear at that moment on which side we stand and have to have the courage to do the right thing, to make the right choice. Be'osa Shah Achas. And that's what tonight and the season of Slichos and the Yamim Noraim are all about. And we have to decide and clarify for ourselves our values, make a commitment so that when, if and when, critical moment comes where we have to make a vital decision that will impact our spiritual destiny. And like I said, future generations, ki es asher yeshno po imanu hayom, ve'es asher inenu po imanu hayom. Both Rashi and Ramban comment on the Pasuk, Hadoros ha'asidin lios, of future generations that are affected by our decisions here today. And so we reaffirm, Yafa sha'achas b'tshuva u'masim tovim ba'olam hazeh, that in this world we have the capacity to make these choices. Umi yodeya, and who knows, in the year Tafshin Pei, 5780, that will shortly be upon us, if we'll be called upon to make one such choice on behalf of ourselves, our families, our community, our shul, our yeshiva, whatever it is, that we should be prepared, as Yosef was in that critical moment, Ba'osa Shah, to make a choice that would secure his place on the Avnei HaChoshen, and for all of us as well, to secure our place in the Sifrei HaChaim. Continue with Slichos in just a moment.